Teddy started falling ill sort of as the winter weather set in. So he was a really well baby up until about 7 months old. And then he just started getting sort of back-to-back chest infections. And it just felt like he was on antibiotics the whole time,
Right.
constantly in and out of the doctors. It got to the point where one chest infection got so bad that we kept taking him into A&E. So we were in and out of A&E probably 4 or 5 times over the course of 2 weeks before he was
Right.
actually admitted and put on oxygen. And it turned out he had pneumonia.
Right.
So that was a couple of weeks ago now. And whilst he was in being treated for pneumonia, they run some blood tests. And one of those blood tests came back and showed some dodgy looking cell counts,
Right.
which was where the concerns were then raised. So they were due to discharge us, but they told us to sit tight, took more bloods, and sent them up to Great Ormond Street Hospital for further testing. And then the next day, which was Friday, we found out that Teddy was actually fighting leukemia. So
So that
that
must have been a bit of a
basically.
shock, because that wouldn't be what you would expect to come back from blood tests.
Absolutely not. I think at first, just finding out that he had pneumonia was, quite difficult because he's so little and it can be quite dangerous if it's not treated. So, to find out that he had that, and, it was quite traumatic anyway, having to take him to hospital and having to give him oxygen to breathe, to then suddenly the next day, it's just got bigger and bigger, and here we are.
Right. And so then it sort of just snowballs, I guess, does it? It's just like coming in for tests and, or have you not left? Have you had to stay, has Teddy had to stay in there?
Yes, so we were in Pembrey, and as soon as we received the official diagnosis in Pembrey that it was leukemia, they transferred us up to Great Ormond Street as soon as they had a bed. So we were at Pembrey for one more night, and then Saturday they moved us up to Great Ormond Street, and this is where we'll be for the next 6 months or so,
Oh
whilst he
my
has his treatment.
gosh, that's such
Yeah,
a long time, isn't it?
it is. They would usually, for the older children, they actually let them sort of go home in between, or they have shared care with their local hospitals where they'll take on some of the treatments nearer to home.
Yeah.
But because Teddy's an infant, it carries quite a lot of extra risk, so they like to keep them close by, basically. So yeah, we'll be here for the foreseeable
Oh my gosh, so
until
your
he gets better.
world has just gone so tiny now, literally
It
just you
has.
and Teddy and Scott and in a room.
Absolutely, yep. It's and also fast as well. As I say, as soon as they found out, they whisked us straight here, and he's already on day 3 of chemotherapy. So there was no hanging around.
Yes, which is pro almost more scary, isn't it, that they're doing everything so quickly.
Yes, it's been a very overwhelming few days, I have to say, to find out that news and have to process that whilst. The amount of information we're receiving day to day, the amount of different specialists and people that are coming into the room to chat to us every day, it's massive. And then you've got everybody at home sending their messages of support and love, and there's just people and things coming from all angles. And it's amazing because we're learning so much, and the support from back home is what's keeping us going, but it's been extremely overwhelming.